And all God's people said.
Amen.
You know, there's that TV show called The Masked Singer. And there they are. So we are just so grateful to be in this place with each other, whether we're online or whether we're in person, not really rubbing elbows, but where we're near each other. It is good to be back. By the way, in case you didn't know, this is the Family Life Center. And we are grateful to be back together. So let's bow our heads and talk to the Lord. Mighty God, thank you with all of our heart. Thank you for the way that you move us from where we are to where you want us to be. And Lord, sometimes we go kicking and screaming, especially when times are tough. So be with us now. Let us hear your word. Let your seed speak to us in a way that we've never been spoken to before by you. And Lord, we ask that the change that comes out of our life will indeed be change that changes the world. And we'll thank you forever in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
So I think we can all identify with the following question, so I'm going to ask it, and that is this. Has there ever been a time in your life when you knew that a decision you had to make would affect the rest of your life? Have you ever been there? We've all been there, haven't we? Maybe it was the college you would attend, or the career you chose, or the spouse you would marry, or the right time to have kids, which is not always timed, by the way. But regardless of the decision, you knew it would affect many things in your life far beyond today. We've all been there. Friends, as we look at our passage from Luke today, I want to share with you right now, we are on the heels of another decision like that again. Right now. There's a decision that has to be made by each of us as individual believers going forward from this day. So let's take a look at the text, okay? It's from Luke chapter 8. We're starting in verses 4 to 8, and then we'll skip down to verse 11. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to plant his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on the rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop, 100 times more than was planted. When he had said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear." Down to verse 11. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they can't believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in a time of testing, when times get tough, they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns is for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they're choked by life's worries and riches and pleasures, and they don't mature. But the seed on good soil, that stands for those who are noble and good heart and who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. So Jesus gives us the parable in the first half and actually tells us what it means in the second half. So what's going on here? Well, Jesus tells a parable about a planter who went out to plant seed and encountered many soils. So all the seed is the same, yet the soils he encounters are very different. Now, one of the types of soil was a hardened dirt path. Hard as pavement, probably. Nothing could penetrate it. And so the birds swooped down and ate that seed up quickly. The next was rocky soil. It must have been in Pennsylvania, I think. And when that seed began to sprout, because moisture couldn't get to it, it withered and died. Now, the third soil was full of thorns and weeds. So it was able to sprout as well, but when it came up, those thorns and weeds choked out the plants. However, some of those seeds fell on good soil, healthy soil, so that soil promoted growth. And those seeds grew up to yield 100 times more than was planted. Now, at the time, everyone listening knew what Jesus was getting at, and that is this: the type of soil you plant in makes all the difference. And then he explains the parable in the second half. And in explaining it, he makes clear that this life-changing decision that we all have to make. How does he do that? Well, that's a good question. Let me answer it. One thing is that Jesus clarifies the seed and the soils. Okay, the path that is hard as pavement represents people who are hardened to the things of God and make room for evil in their life. And the life-giving word of God just gets snatched up. Now, the rocky soil, that stands for those who don't take their faith all that seriously. And even though they receive it with enthusiasm, because they don't actively work on their faith, in other words, they have no root, they believe for a while, and when things get challenging, well, they fall away. Now, the soil full of thorns and weeds emphasizes people who hear God's word, but are so consumed with the things of the world, like the news, that their faith becomes low priority and it gets choked out by everything else. And the good soil? Those are the people who are intentional about their faith. They take Jesus seriously. They intend to do what he says and live their lives according to the seed that has been planted in them. And that produces a wonderful Christ-filled life that creates fruit that, as I mentioned last week, changes the world. But again, Jesus is not simply giving a gardening lesson at a Home Depot class. He wants us to understand these truths so that our life transforms from our own concerns that so often choke our faith or kill it outright to people who are growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. So the first part of this implied question that we are all going to have to answer is this: how dirty are you? Not very? Well, that is, the seed doesn't have much chance in your life. Or very dirty? The seed will grow powerfully in your life. So, based on this passage, here is the decision we have to make for the rest of 2020 and going forward forever. Everybody say forever. It's a long time, but that's how long we have to make this decision for. Here it comes. Are you ready for it? Are you ready?
Yes.
Folks online, are you ready? Okay, here it comes. In the midst of COVID-19, in the midst of the insanity of our world when it comes to racism, and the strife that we are experiencing, with all that chaos and mayhem it is creating in our society and in our souls, what soil do you and I choose to be? Because it's a choice. You and I can allow these present circumstances to harden our lives and souls so that God doesn't have a chance to get in. Or you and I can allow this present darkness to make us only give lip service to our faith so that when we really need it, it will fall away because it had no root. You and I can let this current mayhem worry us so much that our faith just gets choked out. And in life, we're all alone. Or you and I, in the craziness and the insanity of the times, can choose to be the best soil possible. We can choose to lean into our faith instead of leaning away and live our lives in such a way that all we receive from God will have a safe place to live and thrive and grow. In this era, what soil do you choose to be? How dirty do you choose to be? Now, here's the temptation, and it has already happened. We overdose on the news. How many of you watch the news a lot these days? Watch less news, okay? We jump to our own conclusions because of it, and we obsess on the what ifs of our time. What if the vaccine doesn't work? What if I don't want to take the vaccine? What if other people don't take the vaccine? What if the vaccine turns me into a giraffe? And it becomes so overwhelming that we check out and we begin to think, you know what? When this is all over, I'll get serious about my faith again. I'll start reading my Bible. I'll start getting connected, however you can get connected with our worship services again. I'll get it all together when it's all over. But until it goes back to the way I like and the way I want it to be, I'm taking a sabbatical from my faith. I'll see you later, maybe in 2022. Right? I don't like how all this is. I don't like masks. All the hand washing. Oh, it's making my skin so dry. And I don't like communicating through my computer. So I will just do nothing until this thing is all over. I'm done. And the seed that God plants on you gets snatched away, or it dries up because it has no roots, or it gets choked out to no effect. Folks, the decision is ours to make. How dirty will you choose to be? Remember some portions of the seed of God's word, all right? Behold, the virgin will be with child and will bear a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means, anybody? God with us. That means God is with us now. God's name means I'm with you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes, even in the midst of a pandemic and racial tension. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Friends, he is with us always. In the midst of all of this mess, Jesus is here and wants to carry you through all of it victoriously. And he will, if our heart attitude prepares our lives to receive all that God has, so it will grow and mature beyond anything than we can ever imagine. So in 2020 and beyond, and by beyond I mean forever, how dirty do you choose to be? See, that decision, your decision about how you will receive what God is doing in your life will affect everything for you and the rest of the world. How dirty are you? That's the question we'll need to answer going forward. Let's pray. Lord God, you are great and mighty indeed. We know that you plant your word. We know that you transform us. We know that you do all that work. But Lord, as you are sharing with us your presence and your spirit and your word, all of those seeds that you share with us, we've got to be ready. So we ask that you would plow up that hard ground, that you would clear that rocky soil, that weeds would be pulled, so that we, your children, can truly be ready for all that you will do. Lord, we believe that you are always at work. The problem is that we miss it. And the reason why we miss it is because we're not prepared to receive it. Make us good soil. For that decision can change the world. And we'll thank you forever in Jesus' name. Amen.